When you come in here to play, I know it's special for you, but what is the energy like in this building when you're on the ice? Because I know it's high, and it can go either way. They can either be behind this Montreal team or as a visiting team, you can get them to turn on them. What's it like? What's the feeling?
You know, it's always fun to play here. I think the fans are really passionate, and, you know, I was one of those fans one day that, you know, booed them when they were playing bad and things like that, but, you know, I think they have great fans here, and they're always behind them no matter what, and I think, you know, we just got to come in here and play our game, keep it simple, play a road game, and we never know what's going to happen. Obviously, I think it's always fun because the crowd's really loud, and, you know, it's every time they come up the ice, the crowd start cheering and everything, so it's always fun to play against, and you want to just shut them out a little bit, but, you know, it's going to be a fun night, and it's always great to be here.
Does it put any more pressure on at the beginning because you're feeling that energy and that excitement, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to turn them on their team early just to make sure that, is it tough to play just your game early in this building?
I think we just got to be focused, and I think it's the first 10 minutes is really important to just get some forecheck on and play in their end a little bit. Obviously, if you give them momentum, the crowd gets into it, and that's when they start getting energy from their crowd, and I think we just got to, you know, like I said, keep it simple, get on the forecheck, and we'll be good.
Your power play has kind of dropped off a little bit here in the last couple of weeks. Are you guys trying to be too fancy on the power play? Do you have to concentrate on getting the puck to the net more?
I think we had a few good chances. I think we just got to bury some. Obviously, I think it's hard to say if we, you know, I think we still had a lot of good chances. I think, like I said, we just got to find ways to put the puck in the net. Obviously, when you're not scoring, we just got to, you know, get back to the basic and put pucks there and take rebound and ugly goals. But I think we just got to stay focused and we'll be good.
It would seem you're catching them at a good time without Carey Price, but that doesn't mean you just walk in here and win, right? You have to play your game.
Yeah, obviously, I think Carey Price is one of the best goalies in the league, but, you know, I think that their backup's really good, and we just got to – they still have a really good team. You know, defensively, they're really good. They got some big defensemen that are really, you know, they're top in the league. So I think no matter who's in net for them, I think we just got to play our game and put pucks there and get some ugly ones.
David, thank you. Enjoy your night.
All right, thank you.
That's David Savard. Milan, back to you.